celebrating the birthday of Michael Jackson, baby. You rock my world with the help of Chris Tucker right here. 99.3, 105.7 Kiss FM, Richmond's R&B at the station bringing you the one VIP Women's Empowerment featuring Cheryl Underwood, George Tandy Jr., Smokey Norfolk, James Fortune, Case, and this beautiful lady I have on the phone lines right now, Miss Niecy Nash. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready to come and see what y'all doing down there in Richmond. Yes.
It's a beautiful event. I just talked to Smokey Norfolk this week, and he is so amped up on seeing you and the rest of the crew that's going to be there.
Oh, let me just tell you, it's going to be a really good time. It's really going to be a good time. And we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. I'm going to answer some questions. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about destiny. We're going to talk about men. That's one of my favorite subjects. Yes. All sorts of yumminess.
It's going to be so outstanding. Hey, we are talking with Niecy Nash. Stay tuned. More is on the way right now. It's the Gap Band right here on KISS FM.
Mm-hmm.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you.
99.3, 105.7 KISS FM, Richard's R&B, OSHA, good kisser. On the station bringing you the one VIP Women's Empowerment featuring this lady on the phone lines right now, Miss Niecy Nash. The entertainment business, has it been good to you? Because you were married before the business and you had some stuff go on around like 95, right?
See, I got married earlier than that. I got married back in, I think, 91. And my first marriage lasted about 16 years. And I'm on, that was just a starter kit, though. That was an appetizer. I'm on my main course right now. I'm 3 years into the main course.
So let me ask you this. With that ending in 16 years, did the entertainment business that you were a part of cause some of the problems?
You know what? I'm not going to blame it on that. I just think that, you know, you have to be prepared for all that marriage is. And I really do enjoy being married. That's why I did it again so quickly.
So do I.
You know what I mean? But I'm wiser. I'm better. I'm still in the same industry. But this new marriage, baby.
Baby.
It is everything I needed to be. But see, but my new marriage is everything because I'm better. Because I'm better. The entertainment business is not going to change. I mean, that is what it is. But I had to have a glass to act right. Come on, somebody.
Wow.
Oh, we going to talk about it.
That's why, people, you have to get your tickets not now, but right now to the one VIP Women's Empowerment featuring this young lady right here, Niecy Nash.
I want to know if you're going to be there.
Right beside you, baby.
Oh, I love it.
We'll be back more with Niecy Nash talking about one VIP Women's Empowerment with your tickets available at BK Music, eTix.com, Little Caesars, and here at our Radio 1 studios at 2809 Emerywood Parkway. It's the one VIP Women's Empowerment, and my girl is on the phone lines right now, Niecy Nash. Hey, doll, I got a question for you. What does it mean to you to be a strong Black woman?
Well, it means two things. One, to know exactly who you are, and two, to know exactly what you want. You know, and if you want to add a three on it, then you got to have a plan.
Hello.
You know, I mean, and it's that simple, because a lot of times other people will define you, or you'll be defined by, you know, what they tell you you're supposed to be, as opposed to understanding who you are and whose you are.
Preach on, girl.
We just had to have church right there for a quick second.
Preach.
You get it. You know what I mean? It's really being comfortable in your skin and knowing yourself.
And that you do, baby girl. Niecy Nash, you have a lot of projects going on. Tell us about them.
Well, right this second, we just got picked up for a season 4 for The Soul Man, which is a series I do with Cedric the Entertainer.
Like that, yes.
On TV Land.
Yes.
And then we just wrapped a season 2 on my other series on HBO called Getting On. That's going to premiere on November 9th.
Wow.
And next week I start a recurring job on The Mindy Project.
I love that show on Fox.
It's a lot of little things going on. Not to mention, also at the Expo, they're going to be able to buy my book, It's Hard to Fight Naked.
Yes, I was waiting for you to bring that up. We're going to talk more about that book, that title. It's Hard to Fight Naked. I'm going to ponder on that title while we get bodied with Beyonce right now. It's the King Tut Show, KISS FM. PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Michael Jackson, we're celebrating his birthday today right here on 99.3, 105.7 KISS FM. Yours truly, King Tut. We're talking about the one VIP Women's Empowerment with my girl, Miss Niecy Nash. And yes, we left off talking about her book, It's Hard to Fight naked. What is that about, baby?
Well, I wrote the book because I found that so many people I know were struggling in the very thing that we were created for. We were created for love, but yet it's the place we have the most problems.
Wow.
So that's the reason why I wrote the book. I mean, it's fun and it's funny and it has a lot of takeaway, but you know, it's hard to fight naked literally and figuratively. You know, if the conversation starts getting too intense in my house, I'll take off my shirt and start putting lotion on my elbows. You know.
Vaseline, whichever one's closer, right?
Come on now, because there's something about that nakedness that just calms the situation down, at least in my house. And figuratively, I think that when you're naked, you're vulnerable, you're exposed. And when you're sharing the truest part of yourself, it's hard to do that from a place of anger.
Your essence.
When you're that transparent.
Niecy, you are one deep individual.
Oh, thank you.
The One VIP Women's Empowerment, September 20th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, featuring Niecy Nash, of course, along with Cheryl Underwood, James Fortune, Case, George Tandy Jr., Smokey Northoy, and more. Niecy, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Having you come to my panel. How about that?
Stop making me blush, girl. Niecy, if they're trying to follow you before you get here in Richmond on September 20th, what's your social media handle?
They can go to NiecyNash.com. They can follow me on Twitter, at Niecy Nash, or my Instagram is kind of like a love story. They can go there, too, and that's NiecyNash1.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the beautiful, the talented Miss Niecy Nash, thank you for joining the show, and I will see you September 20th at the One VIP Women's Empowerment.
I'll see you soon.
People, get your tickets at BK Music, eTix.com, Little Caesars, or up here at our studios at 2809 Emerywood Parkway, Suite 300. It is all brought to you by TV One and the One VIP card. Thank you for tuning in to the King Tut Show. DL is up next. Have a safe Labor Day weekend. I'll be mixing tonight and all weekend long. Plus, I'll be at the 24 South Magic City reunion party, baby. So, hey, we're going to get it in. I love you. God bless you. Peace.
This is DL Hughley. Join me later on today with my co-host Jasmine Sanders.
Yes, yes.
And Steve Wilson.
Yes, brother.
We'll continue to make you laugh and think just a little. Today on the DL Hughley Show.
Right here on KISS FM.